True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning, everybody. The Steelers are 1-1. The Bengals are 2-0. However, Joe Burrow, MVP candidate, former Super Bowl combatant, he's going to miss at least 3 months with turf toe. I was explaining turf toe to my wife yesterday, and she said, that doesn't sound that bad. How long is he going to be out? I said, he might miss the entire season. And she goes, shouldn't they rename it? And I said, that's exactly the conversation we had on the show yesterday. Doran said it's one of the most painful things you can possibly deal with.
Yes.
Jack Lambert's career ended because of the turf toe.
Think about the joint of your big toe. And think about that. Like, have you ever had an ankle sprain before?
That hurts like a mother bleeper.
Yeah, think about that at the joint of your toe. You always have to, like, you know, you can't just... You always have to use your toe. You don't even realize it where you just walk and it's hitting that joint every time. It's terrible. Oh.
Can you even shoot that up?
No.
That's what I was thinking because guys, when they get the turf toe, they're out forever.
It's so bad.
You can't manage the pain.
Oh.
And you kind of just, unless you get the surgery, which I think is fairly new, I think, unless you get the surgery, you just got to wait for that to subside.
Oh.
So Joe Burrow going to be out at least for the two Steelers games, gonna miss at least, as they say, 3 months. He's probably not gonna play this season.
No.
Are the Steelers in a position where they're good enough to take advantage of that? 412-928-9370. You think about this upcoming schedule for the Steelers now, and all of a sudden, it looks pretty manageable, he says, realizing that they just lost to Sam Darnold at home. They got New England on the road, where the Steelers are a favorite. They're a slight road favorite. Taking on Drake May, I think going to be a good player, but he's in year two. Then Minnesota, looks like you're going to get Carson Wentz in Ireland, because J.J. McCarthy, he's going to miss 2 to 4 weeks.
What, do you have a high ankle too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you play Cleveland after the bye. By that point, who knows? If it's Joe Flacco, that gives Cleveland their best chance to win. But let's not pretend like Joe Flacco's 2012 Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2025. My guy's 74 years old.
Or Dylan Gabriel.
It could be Dylan Gabriel. It could be Shador Sanders. It ain't going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, though. And then you take on Cincinnati with Jake Browning. Are the Steelers in a position to take advantage? Doran, I feel like because they coughed that one up at home, quite literally Caleb Johnson, to the Seattle Seahawks, am I over my skis saying they got to go 5-1 over the first six games of the season? Like, do you have to go 4-0 in these next four games? The way the back half of the schedule looks, I think I'm leaning towards yeah.
Well, I think that it would be... We would be having such a different conversation about this and going in depth about this if the Steelers didn't have so many warts and so many issues of their own.
Yes.
And whenever you're like, you're a team and you look at the schedule and you're like, wow, like you're going to play this many backup quarterbacks. You do have a nice little route to getting back on track here. I still worry about it because they have so many issues in house.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have so many, if they had half the issues in house, this conversation, I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, they could possibly do that. Or they possibly should do that. I just don't know at this point because of what they have going on with their team. Like, they have to figure out so many things in order to make sure that they're on the right track for themselves first before they can worry about Joe Burrow being out, before they can worry about J.J. McCarthy being out, before they can worry about, you know, the Brown situation. Like, they should. Yeah, we should be sitting here saying, like, wow, the Steelers, you know what? They have a nice chance here to make this thing and get on a run here and take advantage of other people's issues and situations. But I can't even get to that point right now because they have way more issues, I believe, than these teams that are going with their backup quarterbacks, in my opinion.
I'm with you on that. I have zero confidence that they're going to take advantage of the situation.
Right.
I have no confidence. But do you? 412-928-9370. That is the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can also tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can always text us again, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A lot of people texting in saying this is exactly what the Steelers defense needs to get back on track. I think that is the optimistic viewpoint. Here's the pessimistic viewpoint. Last season, the Steelers lost to Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston. Now, Joe Flacco was the backup for Anthony Richardson. I think we all believe that Flacco is a better NFL quarterback than Anthony Richardson. That being said, he came in mid-game, he was a backup, and he diced them up like he was Johnny Unitas. When they lost to Jameis Winston, I think we can all agree, Jameis Winston, one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL, but he took it to you, made big-time plays in the snow. 2023, this will make everyone's head explode. Steelers lost to Dorian Thompson-Robinson. They lost to Bailey Zappi. And they lost to Gardner Minshew. And then 2022, they lost to Mac Jones. They lost to Jacoby Brissett. They lost to Zach Wilson. And they lost to Tyler Huntley at home at Acrisure Stadium. These last 3 years, the Steelers have lost to 9 quarterbacks that I think we would all say you shouldn't be losing to.
Right.
You should be 7-2 against those guys. 8-1, 6-3. You sure as bleep shouldn't be 0-9 in that stretch of games against those quarterbacks. So, hey, if you're an optimist, you say, oh, well, the Steelers got some injury luck. They're going to play bad quarterbacks the next month. They haven't taken advantage of it in the past. And the defense arguably looks worse than it has at any point these last 3 years.
Right.
These last 10 games, the Steelers defense has given up 28 points per game. It's one of the worst defenses in the NFL. They have now, for 10 straight games, given up 300 yards. In 10 out of the last 20 games, they have given up 100 yards rushing. This defense is terrible. Bad. So I would rather see these guys than good quarterbacks, but it definitely guarantees nothing, Dorn.
It guarantees zero. And they can't even look at that. That's why this team has so many issues that they have to solve going forward. But, you know, if you want to draw up a – see, like we talked earlier before the season, the Steelers need to catch a couple breaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this was theoretically, I guess, that those breaks.
Yeah.
But now we can't even say that they're going to be able to catch breaks because they're breaking themselves.
Sam Darnold just threw for 295 yards.
Sam Darnold!
They gave up an 100-yard receiver and a 100-yard rusher, and they came 5 yards short of a 300-yard passer. The triple crown. The triumvirate. And, look, they got some talent on Seattle, but you're going to face better offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota's got the best receiver in football, maybe. On the short list, you know, Cleveland, they got a spicy defense, and the last time you played Joe Flacco, he absolutely killed you.
Yep.
And Mike Tomlin, after the game, act like they played Tom Brady in his prime. And then Jake Browning, I mean, he can be game.
Yes, he can.
Not like that guy hadn't played a lot. That guy has played a ton because Joe Burrow's always hurt.
I mean, he got them back in the game last on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they won. They were down, I believe, whenever Joe Burrow got hurt.
They won the game.
Uh-huh.
They won the game. Also, there was a sex toy thrown on the field.
Was that real?
In the Jaguars-Bengals game, yeah.
Dang.
There was a sex toy thrown on the field, and it was bright green. And so CBS thought that it was a flag and put up the flag graphic.
Man, that's tough.
There's a sex toy. It bounced like 8 yards, and then CBS was like, oh, we must have missed a flag.
That's tough. Yep. That's a tough one. Yeah. Yeah.
I am mature. Texter, you slander Darnold like you didn't light it up last year in Minnesota. No doubt. All credit in the world goes to Sam Darnold for what he did last season. He also had one of the best coaches in the NFL, at least offensive coaches, some of the best weapons in the NFL.
I'm not slandering Darnold. I'm just not comparing him to some of the other quarterbacks the Steelers are going to have to see that are in the top tier of the NFL this year.
Correct.
Like, that's it.
And let's call it like we see it, too. That offense with Sam Darnold is not as talented as the Steelers' defense is. You're not going to find many offenses that are as talented as the Steelers' defense is. So what's the problem? The problem, I think, is schematics. The problem, I think, is you're not putting players in position to be successful. And guys got to make plays. But I think the coaching through two games on that side of the ball has been abhorrent. Texter, hey, Crowley, what's wrong with your voice? Brawl. It's worse today, I think.
Yeah.
It hurts. It actually hurts today. It didn't hurt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go home?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I can?
Yeah, sure. See ya.
Bye.
Harry's like, oh, it might be an easier day for me now. Texter, Cleveland's going to be 0-5 when we play him. Okay. Last year, the Steelers were 9-2. I wore a suit to the show saying you just got to go in there Thursday night, take care of business. And what happened? The Steelers laid the biggest egg that they laid all season. They were terrible.
Yep.
So, hey, shoot, I don't want to beat teams at their best. I live in my fears. I want advantageous matchups. I just want my teams to win. So I look at these next four games and go, Drake May, Carson Wentz, Joe Flacco, Jake Browning, and think, you know what? That's pretty good. But it also makes me realize they better take care of that business or it's going to be a long year.
Oh, yeah.
412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Crowley, you sound like Casey Kasem. Yeah. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Not a lot of people can see it, but you've got an intimidating face and your voice is just cracking.
We got to beat them. We got to play the ball.
We got to spank them.
We got to play the ball.
Spank them.
Do you think it'll get better as the show goes on, or do you think it'll get worse?
Very worse.
Okay,
worse,
great. Yeah. Do you think the Steelers can take advantage of this lucky injury break that they're getting? 412, these lucky injury breaks that they're getting. 412-928-9370. Open phones until 7 a.m. That's when our sports director, Jeff Hathorn's going to jump on the show. We'd love to talk to you in the interim. That's also the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just threw this out there on Twitter. Steelers will likely play Drake May, Carson Wentz, Joe Flacco, Jake Browning over the next four games. What will their record be in that stretch? You can chime in, 412-928-9370. I guess a better question would be, what's acceptable? Like, before the season, when you looked at the gambling lines, the Steelers were only favored in like seven out of the 17 games, and one of the games they were a dog in was New England. Now they're favored. Slight favorite on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd always thought that this is a tough game. I still think it's going to be a tough game. I think that they're really well coached.
Yes.
Mike Vrabel should still be in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Just a stupid firing at the time. I think Vrabel's really good and runs a buttoned-up operation, but you're favored, and you're playing a second-year quarterback. And you've got a quote-unquote historic defense. You got to win that game.
Absolutely.
Now, top to bottom, when you're in Ireland, the Vikings, I think, roster construction-wise, are better than the Steelers. But they're going to be starting Carson Wentz. And I don't think it's like a sizable gap roster-wise. They're going to be starting Carson Wentz, and you've got Aaron Rodgers. I feel like you got to win that game. I think there's going to be more Steelers fans there. I think it's Steelers' quote-unquote home game. You got to win that one.
Yes.
Then you have a bye before Cleveland. And I understand that they've had trouble with Cleveland of late. But like they lost last year in Cleveland in the snow on a Thursday. Those division Thursday games, the home team has a sizable winning percentage advantage. You've got a bye before you play one of the worst teams in the NFL. And then you're going to play Browning? And that is a Thursday game on the road. I still got that circled. You have to beat the Bengals twice. You have to. So, I feel like anything less, honestly, than 4-0 is a massive disappointment in this stretch, especially given the way the schedule finishes down the stretch where it gets a lot more difficult at the end of the year.
Got to take advantage of it. You got to. So, like, those issues that are going on right now, they got to be fixed. I mean, we thought they were going to be fixed from week one to week two, and they weren't. So, week two to week three, they have to start getting fixed now. I'm not saying they have to fix the whole entire thing. That's almost impossible. But there has to be some glaring areas where there's improvement, and especially the defensive line and the run stopping game.
Oh my goodness!
Like if you got to fix that, because you think about it, these teams are going to want to run the football now. Whenever you have a backup quarterback, like you're probably going to be more run heavy. So
great point.
You're going to have to fix this run game absolutely today, like full stop, or it's going to be a very tough pill to swallow whenever you go in and you play these backup quarterbacks and these teams that have lost their ace and you lose to them. And you just look back and you're like, man, we could have taken advantage of these situations. We just didn't do it.
Do you know what team leads the NFL in sacks?
Browns.
Patriots.
Huh.
And the Browns do have Myles Garrett and the Bengals do have Trey Hendrickson. And the Minnesota Vikings are going to blitz more than any team in the NFL with Brian Flores. So we talk about the quarterback advantage you've got in all these games, and they do. But from a matchup standpoint, with this offensive line still gelling, and that's putting it kindly for the Steelers, these could be dogfight games.
Yep.
And when they are, you hope your experienced quarterback of 21 years now can be the difference when the quarterbacks that you're facing are May and Wentz and Browning and who the hell knows for Cleveland. But I don't like the matchups of these defenses against the Steelers' offensive line either. But that might be a little too nuanced. You got to find a way to win a bunch of these games, if not all of them. Texter, Crowley, you sound like a worn out Mickey Mouse.
Huh.
It is hard to take you seriously with how your voice is inflecting, I'll be honest.
Well, I think it's all right.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
When you start to try to get like high pitched, the more intense you get, the worse it gets. And when you're intense, that's your most impactful speech, and yet it's not hitting because.
Jeez. Tough critic.
Yeah, well. Morning show. Mm-hmm.
Texter, so the Steelers fired an offensive coordinator. That was something they never do. Is it too soon for defensive coordinator, or is Tomlin, or is it a Tomlin thing with the D? It's a Tomlin thing, because he's Tomlin. But I'm trying to think. The Steelers, when they fired Canada, they were 6-4. They had just lost to Dorian Thompson Robinson. So that was 10 games into a year. It's not happening, if it happens, probably until after the season. But if it were to happen in the season, it would be a long time.
Listen, if it were to happen in the season, nothing is going to change. It's not. Terrell Austin will just be a scapegoat. Like, and offensively, yeah, there's things that could change because Mike Tomlin doesn't run the offense. So you're going to have different ideas. You're going to have different people running it, different schemes, different game plans with Sullivan and the running back coach. They put in some different things and altered some things. But if you fire Terrell Austin, what is going to change? Like, who's going to run the defense? It doesn't matter who's going to run the defense because the guy that runs the defense is going to be here still.
What's Dean Pease doing? Can we get Dean Pease in
Dean
here?
Dean Pease.
Can we get a little Dean Pease action?
It doesn't matter.
Baltimore had one of the worst defenses in the NFL last season. Their pass defense was legitimately historically bad, and they brought Dean Pease in, and then their pass defense was the best in the NFL from that point forward. Can we get a Dean Pease? Can we get some sort of consult in here?
LeBeau.
Can we get LeBeau back? Happy belated birthday, Dick. We love you. You bring him in as a consul for a little consultation. Maybe get a little Rex Ryan, pull him off the ESPN set.
Mm.
Somebody, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, in all legitimacy, if, let's say, they're 6-4 through 10 games and they got rid of Terrell Austin, nothing changes.
No.
He is a sacrificial lamb. Matt Canada needed to go, and it changed things for the better. I think that's inarguable, and that's because Mike Tomlin doesn't have his hands all over the offense. He obviously has input and wants to be risk-averse and blah, 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 but he ain't out there running. He ain't out there calling plays, and he ain't out there drawing plays up. Defensively, he is and does, and so you move on from Terrell Austin, and it might feel good to get that pound of flesh 10 games in or thereabouts, but fundamentally, the defense ain't going to change.
Nope.
412-928-9370. Texter, how many losses this year does it take to get Mike Tomlin fired? 15 more.
Yes.
Texter, Crowley sounds like Peter Brady hitting puberty.
Mm.
Texter, is Doran doing the show with Scooby-Doo? All right, everybody. Take some phone calls on this coming up next. This next stretch, the Steelers play Drake May, Carson Wentz, Joe Flacco, Jake Browning. What do they got to do? How many wins they got to get from this stretch? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on it when we...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back. Joe Burrow out for about 3 months, maybe more. So the next four games, the Steelers could face Drake May, Carson Wentz, Joe Flacco, Jake Browning. What do they got to do in those four games? 412-928-9370. And do you have confidence that they can take care of business? Here's a stat. Two stats. Seahawks had 18 plays of 10-plus yards. What the hell,
That's
man?
That's insane.
Last three games, Steelers gave up 464 yards to Baltimore, 299 of those on the ground. They gave up 394 yards to the Jets, 182 of those yards on the ground. And they gave up 395 yards to Seattle. And Kenneth Walker III picked up 100-plus on just 13 carries. So I think it was a salient point made by you earlier. If they can't stop the run, any of these quarterbacks can be a threat.
Yep.
And they haven't stopped the run in
10
years.
Games.
412-928-9370. Bob in North Versailles, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. I tell you what, for the Steelers to go 4-0, they need to stay out of Uniontown.
That's right.
Yep.
So, have a great day.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks. Stay out of Uniontown. What's the place called again, Cows?
There's multiple. Not just one.
When swingers go to a swingers club, do you think they hit multiple ones up in a night?
Maybe. Sure.
You think you walk into the one and you're like, you survey the scene and you're like, I don't know, why don't we try Jimmy's down the street?
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. If you don't see what you like.
My guess would be these kind of places, dim lighting, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe leave your phones at the door, the front door. We'll effort to find out more information. Dylan in Pittsburgh, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Dylan.
You know, if you look at this team on paper, you and not watch them play these last two games, you could confidently be like, yeah, we're going to win these next four games.
Yes.
No problem. But with Mike Tomlin at the helm of this team, this is just the typical trap game, just four of them in a row. That's all this is. We're going to play a vanilla, simple offense, and he's going to rely on the defense and special teams to win games. And our defense sucks. There's no sugarcoating that. The run defense is absolutely horrible. You put together this, what, again, looks like on paper, amazing defense. I mean, is it talent? Is it schemes? I mean, what's the problem here?
Thank you, Dylan. I don't think it's talent, man.
I think it might be a little bit of talent. Doug Williams brought this up a bunch over the last, year or two, in drafting and acquiring talent, well, especially drafting talent and developing that talent. I think it may be a mixture of both, and guys being in positions that they don't normally play whenever they were drafted. So I think the scheme is, hey, we can rely on Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith to make plays for us, so the scheme doesn't really have to be extravagant and we don't go into a game where we can out-scheme somebody. We don't need to because we have so much faith in our guys to make plays, even though that you do need to start scheming because people are scheming against you. I mean, people are literally – you know, teams are literally running away from T.J. Watt every single play.
Every single play.
So, okay, if you're a D coordinator, you have the highest paid, arguably the highest paid, one of the best, rush ends in the NFL. If he was not a part of the production of a game and teams are running away from him, what would you do?
Move him around.
Yes. But they don't do that.
I nailed that one. I got it.
Like, wouldn't you just move him?
Yes.
Oh, hey, well, we don't want TJ to feel uncomfortable. It's TJ Watt. He's the best for a reason. He'll be okay if he moves to the other side. He'll be okay if he walks around and blitzes or he lines up in a different gap. Like, we don't see that. But they're going to trust TJ. Hey, TJ will break through at some point because he's TJ. He'll make us look good.
I saw somebody tweet a video of one of the impactful plays that Watt made later in the game, and he was single blocked. And they tweeted, see, Watt can still win whenever he's one-on-one. Well, then you got to create more one-on-one matchups, whether that's moving him around or whether that's bringing more blitzes and allowing him to be singled up. Those are the things you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say, hey, TJ, go win against three guys, a tight end, a tackle, and a running back. Nobody's winning on that consistently.
No.
It's impossible to do so. My guy Matt Williamson works for the Steelers. He tweeted the Seahawks' middle of the field passing rate against the Steelers, 48.5% of their passes they targeted the middle of the field. That's 100th percentile in the NFL. And that's the way teams have been attacking the Steelers now for a few years. Peyton Wilson hasn't been it, man. Peyton Wilson has not played well. You talk about the drafting and developing. Maybe you're onto something here. Like Keanu Benton. Keanu Benton's been brutal. No defensive lineman has played more than Keanu Benton this season. He leads their defensive lineman in snaps with 94. He's played more than Cam Hayward has.
I mean, what draft pick in the last three, four years has gotten better? Like, I'm not talking just like, oh, like they make a play. Like, no, I'm talking about like even being a conversation as a Pro Bowl player.
I mean, Pickens, and they traded him away. He was great for Dallas this weekend. 2022, they had Pickens. No, because he's not here. DeMarvin Leal, come on. Calvin Austin's gotten better. Is he an impact player?
No.
He was week one, but he might have cost them the game week two. Connor Hayward, Mark Robinson, Chris Oladokun. Okay, so that draft class stinks. 2023, Broderick Jones. Joey Porter Jr.
No.
Didn't get better in year two.
Nope.
Injured now. Keanu Benton absolutely has regressed. Darnell Washington's a good player. Herbig's a good player. But those guys aren't starters.
No.
Those are good pieces.
Right.
Right. Troy Faltanu did not have a good game. You know, it was his third career game. I'm not throwing that baby out with the bathwater, but Troy Faltanu didn't play well in game two. Zach Frazier, the offensive line's been bad, so that includes everybody. Roman Wilson, he has one catch in his NFL career, and in now his second season, the most impactful play he's ever made was breaking up that interception. Peyton Wilson, not good so far. Mason McCormick's fine, but yikes. Derek Harmon hasn't played. Caleb Johnson's been a cataclysmic failure. Jack Sawyer did have a sack. Why? Black saw his tape yesterday. Didn't look very good. So, yeah.
I mean, how many guys in the last 10 years earned a new contract that they've drafted?
Man.
That they've drafted.
You have to go back to the 2021 draft and Pat Freiermuth.
Dotson. Okay, here earned a new contract. Not here.
Not here.
But I'm saying even as a whole, even with different teams. Like a big contract. I mean, Dan Moore.
Najee Harris, technically.
That doesn't, no. Not,
it's a
not,
one-year
no,
deal.
No, that doesn't count.
Dan Moore did.
Yeah, that's it. Like what, two, three?
And he's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's not very good.
They're not developing anybody.
No, they're not. And it's why, hey, all credit in the world goes to Omar Khan going out and getting guys, but you're getting guys because guys that you already had aren't playing well enough. 412-928-9370. I can hear someone passionately discussing something with Callis behind the glass. We'll take your calls as we continue. Jeff Hathorn at the top of the hour. He spoke with Sidney Crosby yesterday, which is one of the biggest stories going on in Pittsburgh sports. We'll get to that at some point. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We are less than 48 hours removed from the Steelers losing to the Seattle Seahawks. I had to do math in my head there. That's why I was buffering for a second. And so as the time goes on, more and more homework will be done and more stats will come out. And this one from Alex Kozora of SteelersDepot.com. The Steelers have allowed 299 yards rushing through two games. Here's how often that's occurred in each era. Happened under Chuck Knoll three times. Happened under Bill Cowher zero times. Under Mike Tomlin, it's happened four times, all in the last 12 years, 2014, 2018, 2023, in 2025. This defense is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're grasping at straws trying to figure out how to fix it. I say that's improvement, though, because they had given up 299 yards rushing in one game, that playoff game against Baltimore. So you spread that out over two, Dorn, it ain't that bad. Yikes.
You're going to have to see Baltimore again.
Two times, yeah.
Yep.
You're going to have to play Detroit. You think they might want to run the ball on you?
Yep.
You think Minnesota might want to run the ball?
Sure.
Buffalo. You think Buffalo's going to try to run the ball?
Yep.
You think Cincinnati without Joe Burrow going to try to run the ball? Yep. And you still have to account for their receivers.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to stack the box against Cincinnati, even with Jake Browning at quarterback. Why? Oh, because they got Jamar Chase and they got T. Higgins, and those guys are damn good.
And you know that Vrabel's going to want to run the ball 100 times this weekend with Stevenson.
Because they haven't run it well yet. And that's what they want to do.
That's what they want to do. Yeah, exactly.
They want to insulate their young quarterback. They want to run the football. And Stevenson's better than what he's put on tape so far this year and statistically this year.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay will run it on you, but too.
Josh Jacobs.
With Jacobs. They going to tackle him? Did you see what Kenneth Walker, the third, said after the game on his touchdown?
Mm-mm.
He said, they didn't even want to touch me. They didn't want to touch me. And then they got to play the world champion Indianapolis Colts on November 2nd. So while it looks easy from a quarterback matchup standpoint, A, ain't nothing ever easy in the NFL, and B, you got to stop the dang on run. And yeah, you're going to get Derek Harmon back at some point, but as we've been saying now since last Monday, if you are looking for a rookie defensive lineman to take you from being one of, if not the worst rush defenses in the NFL at this point in the season to now all of a sudden you're going to be a good run defense, you got a lot of problems.
Yes.
And I hate to say this too. Listen, I think Nick Herbig's a good player. He's a great situational pass rusher. He's lighter in the seat than Alex Highsmith is, and I think Alex Highsmith's a pretty damn good run defender. Nick Herbig ain't that. So I wonder if you mix in some Jack Sawyer in on early downs. I think you have to.
He played decent on Sunday.
But even he, I thought, was better in a pass rush situation than he was against stopping the run.
Yep.
So this is prisoner of the moment stuff by me here, but this four-game stretch is massive for the rest of the season. Because after these four games, then you're taking on Green Bay, and they look like they might be the best, one of the best teams in the NFL. Then you're taking on Indianapolis. Through two games, I mean, those might be the two best teams in the league through two games. With all due respect, the Chargers probably in that conversation, Buffalo in that conversation, but you're playing three in a row because you play Green Bay, Indianapolis, and Los Angeles. You got to find a way to win these four football games. 412-928-9370. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about the Steelers coming up next. Also, his thoughts on talking with Sidney Crosby yesterday after Pat Brisson, Crosby's agent, came out and said, oh, you know, anything's possible. Could see Sid traded at some point, basically. What was Jeff's takeaway from that conversation with Sid? That's all on the way. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.